Shabbat shalom. When my kids were smaller, I used to do something that would drive them crazy. I would refuse to make any promises. No matter how they begged, "Do you promise, Mommy?" I would calmly explain that I didn't make promises. And while I planned to definitely take them for ice cream or to the toy store or to the movies, I would not promise. Over the years, I have changed course in many ways, but I have consistently kept this practice. I will almost never make a promise. And the times when I do, it is only with absolute confidence that I can keep my word, such as promising to always love loved ones. Promises can cause pain when broken. They tear down a foundation of trust from others to us and from us to ourselves. In Proverbs, we read, "Do not boast of tomorrow, for you do not know what the day will bring." We do not know what the future holds for us, and yet we can't help but making promises, vows, and oaths. It seems to be a way that we express our humanity, or perhaps it's in response to humanity, to the entire project of being human with the limitations that we have and the powerlessness that we often feel. To not only predict, but to mold the future into our will. Maybe this is a way that we deal with these limitations and powerlessness that we have. And yet we feel terrible when we cannot follow through. And moreover, breaking vows is considered a serious problem in the Torah. In this week's Torah portion, we read, "Now Moses spoke to the heads of the tribes and the children of Israel, saying, 'This is the word that God has commanded. Any person who vows a vow to God or swears an oath to bind themselves by a binding obligation, they are not to desecrate their word according to all that goes out of their mouth. They are to do.'" What we say matters. Notice that the Torah is not telling us to never promise or never make a vow, rather to take these vows seriously. Because words build relationships. Words build worlds. And yet, this is really tricky with language because we only have the words that we have. And language is so limited. We may use the same expression, "Wow," for a new birth, as well as an interesting email. We may use the same expression, "I'm so sorry," in response to a death or a parking ticket. We may say to a friend about our hairdresser, "Oh, I just love them." And yet, it's the same word that we use to define our most intimate relationships. And it means something entirely different. But we're left with just that same one word. Even so, our words can make a difference. Words of love, words of appreciation, words of gratitude, words of comfort, words telling another person how much they mean to us. These words shape our relationships. These words shape our understanding of the world, and that affects our reality. It reminds me of an oft-repeated quote attributed to various sources. It goes like this: "Watch your thoughts, they become your words. Watch your words, they become your actions." And in Judaism, perhaps we would say, "Watch your words, they shape your world." We are the people of the book. Words mean a great deal to us. They are our history, our identity, and our future as we pass the words of Torah from one generation to the next. God created the world with words. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And when God gave the Torah to the Israelites, the Aseret Hadibrot, Aseret Hadibrot, the Hebrew translation is 10 utterances from Dibrot, words. We received these words of God, and it is upon each of us to uphold the Torah and its teachings through the words that we share. In Deuteronomy, we read, "Torah is not in the heavens, nor is it beyond the sea. It is very close to you, in your mouth and in your heart." Words can be sacred. They are the main way that we have to express our internal lives and shape our external realities. They are what we use to signify a promise or an emotional connection. And breaking our word, it's not good for our spiritual being. The word for breaking in Hebrew, yachel, has a parallel root to that of yichalel, meaning to make ordinary or to secularize. So to break something is related somehow to just making something extraordinary into something that is ordinary. We can break down the integrity of something, something that is sacred, with our words. Think about things that are said that turned relationships sour, or things unsaid that did not allow relationships to flourish. The rabbis compare hateful words to arrows. Like an arrow shot, a hateful word cannot be retracted. And while it's impossible to measure every word, if we had just even an ounce of more consciousness about what we say, it can make a difference. If we truly take to heart that our words can build or tear down relationships, that our words can make a difference in someone else's day and in their life, and that our words really matter, what will we say? In Proverbs, we read that death and life are in the power of the tongue. What we say matters. May we weigh our words with care. Shabbat Shalom.